First Lady of Wyoming, Jenny Gordon, visiting with us here. She's just conducted an evening program where she honored people in the food bank programs around the state. It's all part of the Southwest Wyoming Regional Summit. She's here in Afton now, just finishing this dinner, and going to hold a day-long program. First Lady Gordon, what is that program about tomorrow that you'll be doing?
Well, thanks for having me, Dan, Senator Doc Setter. It's always a pleasure to be with you. We're going to have a program where we bring together all of the agencies in these four counties to really share best practices, talk about challenges and solutions, and a day long of just learning how to make their missions work better for them and how we can help each other.
Very good. You've been doing this now as your kind of your main task as First Lady. Let's reflect on that over the years. You've brought together food programs that probably would have fell by the wayside had you not brought this all together under your initiative. Tell us about your thoughts on that.
Well, sure. Well, I would love to take credit for that, but there are so many amazing people who supported us, not only our donors, but these people who are working in these agencies throughout the state. So we really wanted to do two things. Number one, to not reinvent the wheel, but to support them and also be in all 23 counties. And so this is just part of that extension.
You toured Thane and Alpine while you were here. Some thoughts and impressions on the food bank tour while you were in Star Valley.
They were amazing. They have a ton of product, and they have people that are so caring. They have second languages if some of their patrons need to have an interpreter, and they also were so gracious. And we did help Afton give out some of their food on Wednesday night, and it was really just touching to see the folks in need have that helping hand so that they could get through their daily and weekly chores.
SBI with Wyoming First Lady Jenny Gordon. Program in the future, where does it go from here?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. You know, this program, I think, has been so needed. So we are going to roll it out to be its own 501c3, and we're going to be able to keep it in perpetuity after I leave office with my husband.
We wish you all the best. First Lady, Wyoming's own Jenny Gordon in Star Valley tonight, SVI Media. SBI Media now with Bobby Lane. He's with Wyoming Department of Education, Wyoming Farm to School Program. Bobby, what is that program all about?
So the program is building relationships with local producers throughout the state, with all the food service directors and school districts in the state. We have 42 school districts, which equates to about 370 schools. And we also have 57 child care centers. And so my job is to, I'm going out there building those relationships with the producers and introducing those to the food service directors in those local schools. And we're connecting those people together for that local food that's grown to be put into the school kitchens for the kids.
What might be an example of the western side of the state where you would tie in those who are running the ag community with our local schools?
Well, local beef is a big thing. And so we have multiple processors throughout the state that are working with the schools on a wholesale program that they're cheaper than what the food service companies can deliver to them for at a price they can afford. And we're putting better quality beef into the schools for the kids to consume. And the kids are happier, and everybody's just happy. It works for the economy of the state as well, because it helps the producers, a market that they didn't realize they had. And school districts are a big market, and a lot of students participate. And in the schools, and getting those locally grown products into the school system, just the kids are happier.
So the overall concept is, we use a Wyoming product in a Wyoming school.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're doing, is putting Wyoming products into Wyoming schools.
Very good. Bobby Lane joining us. He's with the Wyoming Department of Education, working on the Wyoming Farm to School program. Dan Dockstetter, SBI Media.